All right, step up to the microphone, fellas. You got to get a little bit closer here. All right. Joe and Chris are in the studio with us tonight. When I say, when you call A&M Total Restoration, you talk to the owners. Guess what? Tonight I talk to the owners right here in my studio. Hello, Joe. Hello, Chris.
How are you doing?
Wait a minute. Let me turn the mic on. How's that sound?
A little better.
That does sound a little bit better, like that kind of stuff. Will you tell me, before we start with any questions, listen to this, gang, and you want to talk about A&M Total Restoration? Well, I was just talking to him prior to going on the air about hail damage on roofs. You were working in a neighborhood. You were telling me, and you did a roof in a neighborhood, and a neighbor came over and said to you, I wish you guys did my roof, right?
That's correct.
Tell that story to our listeners.
Happened over in Boardman. A couple weeks back, we met with the homeowner. One of our sales representatives, Jimmy Durkin, went over and knocked on the door. We had a connection, knew them through the fire department or something, and had the opportunity to do an inspection, which we do for free. Did the inspection for this household, walked them through the process. When it was all said and done, you know, they were thrilled with the product. Well, the neighbor, yeah, came over and said, wow, I wish you were my contractor. I had somebody from out of town, and he didn't even get in touch with them anymore. So,
and you know, I want to use our half hour for some consumer alerts as well. You know, the first thing is, and I would forget what you guys do. Let's say you're just regular guys. The last thing you would ever want fixing the most important part of your house, your roof, is an out-of-town company that when they're done, they leave.
Absolutely.
You got to get close to that mic for me.
Absolutely, Ron. One of the things that we run into all the time are people who have complaints that someone left with their check or that there was a problem and they can't get a hold of the person to come back to do any work. But even bigger than that is...
And I've seen this happen a couple years ago when we had all this hail. You saw companies come into this community that are not from this community, that don't live here, doing half-ass work. People had problems and they had no one to call.
Correct. And even on another note is, you know, they take that money and they go to different communities. We've got companies in town from Texas, Akron, Canton. You know, you got people
in our town.
In our town trying to do work on these roofs and siding. You know, you got the Amish people coming in from Amish country. These people take that money. They go back to their communities and, you know, go to restaurants there and buy their furniture there and all that kind of stuff. We're from the community. Our kids go to school here. This is where we were born and raised, and we just want the money to stay here in our area.
All of that, what you say, I agree with. But the issue is, and you know it, people, you know, if the work isn't done right or they have a problem, they can't find these guys.
No.
I mean, so when we start out, that's the number one factor you got to consider. Agree?
Absolutely.
Agree.
All right. And let's talk about one other thing. There is no more important part of your house than the roof. What keeps every one of your possessions dry, your ceiling, the most important part of your house is the roof.
Correct.
I mean, of everything. Now, with that being said, you know, you want to make sure it's done right. You want to make sure you got the right, you know, ice and water guard and the right shingle and all this stuff done right, correct?
Yes.
And we'll get into all that. But let's talk a little bit, and you started out, and you guys mentioned, we're talking with Joe and Chris, A&M Total Restoration. Let's start out by, if somebody thinks, talk a little bit about the hail damage that we've had around here, and we've had it in our community again?
Yeah, back on 6/11, we had a hailstorm that came through. It affected Youngstown, Austintown, Boardman, and Campfield. Now, not every house, obviously, has sustained damage, but most pockets and most areas where the hail was of significant size, there's either damage to the roof or some aluminum siding, vinyl siding, you know, window seals, that type of stuff.
Fascia.
And what does it do? Like when you look at it, but does it pit the roof or what does it do?
Well, what it does is it displaces all the granules and it impacts the matting on the shingle. So what it does is once it breaks the matting of the shingle.
Like a divot almost?
Correct. Correct.
Like a golf swing.
You got it. A mishit. Big divot.
Like your golf swing. What's the woods got to do with this? But it's like a divot on a golf ball, right?
Correct. And it would just do that same thing. When it impacts the roof, it takes a divot out. If it hits the siding, it dents it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, those types of things.
Or actually breaks the vinyl stuff.
Vinyl siding, the crack pieces right off of it. Yes.
All right. And when you, and here's what I've learned. And tell me accurate or not. You, and listen to what I'm saying. All of you, listen to what I'm saying. You know, number rule number one, do not call these out-of-town companies. I have heard nightmare stories where I sit here at this station. Rule number two, your roof is vital and important. Don't skimp on it. You know, go the little extra mile on it. Rule number three, and it's important. You want to call you guys to inspect the roof before you call your insurance company. And this is vital. I want you to know this. Don't call your insurance company and say, I don't know if I have hail damage. That can come back to bite you if you don't have it.
Sure. Yes. It's going to reflect as a claim on their or with their carrier.
Now, say that again. I want everyone to hear this. Listen to what these guys are saying.
If you file a claim, or actually before you file a claim, you would want either Joe, myself, or somebody from our sales team to get up on that roof and do an inspection, which we do for free. We will advise you whether or not there's enough damage to, in fact, file a claim. I was on a roof today. The gal had some turtle vents allowing for air to get out of the attic. They were dinged up. They were dented. But when I inspected the shingle, the field of the shingle was fine. There wasn't enough damage for her to file a claim. Yet another out-of-town outfit, had her sign a contract stating that, yeah, you have hail damage and you need to file a claim. They're just going for volume. They're just saying, telling everyone to file a claim.
But that will come back to hurt her if her insurance company comes out and says, no, you don't have a claim. These guys deceived you, and that'll come back to bite her.
Correct.
That's
and
the
that
problem.
Company, and that company walks away, you know, doesn't, no skin off their back. It's the homeowner who ends up paying higher premiums because they filed a claim and didn't need to do so. That's where I think Joe and I do a nice job of identifying what in fact is hail and what may just be foot traffic or wear and tear, general wear and tear.
All right, here's what I want to say to folks. If you live in the communities that you mentioned, if they call A&M Total Restoration, don't call your insurance company first because I don't want you to, you know, you might not have any of this damage.
Correct.
I mean, you know, but if you call you guys first, you guys will come out for free.
Absolutely.
And look at the roof or look at the siding for free.
Yes.
And you will come down and say, you're fine, or we think you might have a claim here.
Yes. If we see damage on the roof, we'll come down and talk to them and explain to them how to go about filing the claim with their insurance company. If there's no damage, then we, you know, thank them for their time, and we put them on a list that, you know, if any other storms come through, we'll call you, and we'll come out and do another inspection. But at this time, you don't qualify.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's just taking care of them and them having peace of mind knowing that, you know, no one's up there taking advantage of them or trying to push them into something that they shouldn't do.
Right, which is what happens with these out-of-town companies. So I want people to be aware of that. Now, you know, as I say, you work directly with the insurance company and their adjusters. So if you feel, Joe and Chris, A&M Total Restoration, if you look and say, I think you have a claim, you are there when the adjusters come out. You want to be there, right?
Yeah, we definitely want to be there.
Because now, this is what I love about you. Because now you're there to represent me.
Correct.
Right?
Yeah.
Sure.
Absolutely. And I think where the problem comes into play is if the insurance adjuster just comes out and he gets on the roof and there's no one there, it's easy for him to just kind of walk by stuff and look at it and say, well, yeah, maybe, but, you know, I really don't want to buy this person a whole roof. It's easy for them to say no. Now, I'm going to be honest with you, Ron. We got some really good insurance adjusters in our area. There are some local people that do a great job, but then there are some who are just the opposite. They don't want to pay claims. They don't want to be on your roof. They just want to come out, write it off, and be done with it.
Those are the ones that need to meet Chris.
Yeah, you're right.
Chris intimidates me a little bit. You know that?
I'm the nicest guy you're ever going to meet.
Right.
Until it's time not to be nice anymore, right?
Right. Let me out of that chokehold, will you, Chris? So I can speak here. But, I mean, so when the adjuster comes out, you meet with them, and you basically answer any of the questions and take care of it all.
Correct.
How does it work then? Explain to our listeners. Let's say you have a claim. What happens then?
All right, well, at that point, we would advise you to call your insurance company and file a claim. Once you call the insurance company...
Do you do that, or does your adjuster do that?
We're not allowed to do that. The homeowner has to do that.
But the adjuster says, yes, you do have a claim.
Yes, no. Once the insurance company takes the claim, they assign an adjuster to contact you. The adjuster will then contact you and let you know when he's coming out to inspect the property.
And you want to meet him when he comes out.
Absolutely. At that point, it's very important. You call us and say, you know, our adjuster said he's coming out Friday at 2 o'clock. We'll come out Friday at 1 o'clock. We'll get on your roof. We'll circle with a piece of chalk everything that we feel is hail damage. That way, when the adjuster gets out there, we take him up on the roof and we show him and say, look, this is everything that we feel is damaged on this roof. At that point, he has to try to combat us and say, well, no, it's not. But most of the time, these guys are very reasonable. They see it. They agree with us. And they go ahead and they're right for the roof.
Right. But you guys are kind of like almost, from a legal standpoint, representing me as a homeowner to make 100%. Sure that they, right?
Yes, absolutely. 100%. That's what we're there for, is to represent the homeowner.
And that's why one of the points that you made to me when you sat down is you want to be there when the adjuster gets there on behalf of me, the homeowner.
Yes.
Sure. And what we find out a lot is these guys who come out and recognize, oh, it's Chris and Joe, we don't waste the adjuster's time. We do not file a bogus claim. We do not want the adjuster waste. Their time's valuable as well. We don't want to waste their time. We don't want to waste our time. So if we tell a homeowner to file a claim, I don't want to throw percentages out there, but we are well in the upper 90 percentile for, hey, it's going to get approved.
Because you got a reputation of reliability and legitimacy.
Absolutely, with the adjuster and these homeowners.
Right. I mean, and that's really what it's all about. What is it, the same scenario? What do people look at? Like, it's easier for a homeowner to look at their siding, right? And vinyl siding cracks from hail, correct?
Yeah, you would have like little half moons or star cracks that you can see where the hail had hit it and chipped it right out. It's pretty obvious on vinyl side. Now, aluminum siding is a little bit different because you're looking for a dent. Sometimes the sun can be shining on it, you can't see anything. And then all of a sudden, later on in the evening, you would walk out, you'd say, wow, look how bad my siding is. It's really beat up. So there's a lot of things to look for when it comes to aluminum as compared to vinyl. Vinyl is easy to see because it's a hole. You mm-hmm. can see a hole in it.
Are you running into a lot of that?
A lot of it, yes. Especially in the Austintown area, a lot of aluminum that's damaged. There are a couple areas in Canfield where every roof that we did, the one side of the house, the storm come out of the west side of the house, you know, the siding, the vinyl sidings were all chipped up and broken up.
Yeah, I saw one of your signs down in Meander Reserve Circle area in Austintown.
Yep.
Where you did a roof
yeah.
there, and as I drove by, I looked, and it was perfect.
Yes,
I mean, you know,
you.
The shingles were the right shingles, they were lined correctly and all that kind
thank
of stuff,
you
know what
that.
I mean?
Yes.
There are certain colors that go with certain homes. It's something that, you know, we'll walk to up a driveway, and we'll know right away, pristine weathered shadowed or tan, or we'll know what color with that house, with their siding, is going to look the best.
What are you saying, Chris? You have an artistic flair?
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
I'm more of a feminine side.
Yeah. Hey, at 6:30, I'm running out of here. Now, so, one thing that he brought up, which is often overlooked, and seriously, this is a legitimate point. As I was growing up, our one neighbor was a graphic artist and that kind of stuff, and you're making a legitimate point. Half, when you look at your house from the street, half of its color is the roof.
Mm-hmm.
If you pick the right color, it makes a world of difference in the curb appeal and the look of your home. I mean, some homes that, you know, if you're white and got a white roof, it just looks awful.
Sure.
So, I mean, it is good to advise people on that kind of
absolutely.
Stuff.
Absolutely. Now, we let them make the choice, of course, but we want to put our two cents in, say these are the handful of colors we would recommend. From a price point, it doesn't matter what color they use. I'll put a pink roof on somebody's house if they want, or a blue roof. As a matter of fact, we just put a blue roof on a house, and it looks phenomenal. So, yeah, the siding, the sun, you know, which direction does the house face, all these things would factor into what colors we would suggest to the homeowner. But, well, again, it's ultimately their choice.
Right. And can the homeowner, if they want to upgrade from what the insurance is willing to pay, let's say you want more of the ice and water guard or something like that, can they add to that? You know, because I'm going to tell you, don't cut corners on your roof.
Yeah, we're not going to cut corners in any way. But the insurance companies, if they're going to pay for the roof, they know what needs to go down. They're not going to cut a corner and say, oh, we're only going to give you a little bit of ice and water. They're going to pay for all the ice and water. Now, with an upgrade would be maybe going from a 20-year roof, which you have on there. The insurance company is only going to pay for what's up there, and then going to a 30-year roof. Now, a lot of times, that's the same cost from us. You know, a three-tab shingle to a dimensional shingle is the same cost, so it doesn't cost for that type of an upgrade. You get into some designer shingles and some of the, especially the slate-looking shingles and those, then that's definitely an upgrade that's something that would cost you more.
All right, so once you meet with the adjuster and the adjuster says, yes, there's a problem or something like that, from a homeowner standpoint, are you then, you're done, you just wait for you guys to show up and fix it, correct?
No, at that point, what we want to do is we want to wait for the adjuster to get the estimate back to the homeowner. Because then we want to look at the adjustment and make sure that he's paying for those things like ice and water shield. Make sure he's paying for the proper felt paper. Make sure he's paying for the cap.
Are you going to argue on my behalf with that?
Oh, absolutely. We do it every day. It happens
right,
every day.
Right, because you know the roofing business.
Correct.
The adjuster is there to represent the insurance company. We are there to represent the homeowner.
Right, and that's what it's all about.
Absolutely. You've got to have proper representation.
And when you get into these older homes, when you're talking aluminum siding and that kind of stuff, you know what? When you're taking all that siding off, a lot of them don't have the tie wrap on it because it didn't exist in a day. Good idea to add it, though. I mean, do you offer those suggestions?
We'll do first.
Because it'll save you money energy-wise. I don't know if you know that. Joe, I'm trying to impress you with my knowledge of the business here.
You're quite savvy.
You're doing very good, actually.
Yes, I'll
Chris
and I talk often about it when we're pounding the weights down at the gym.
Yes. But listen, here's something to remember. When it comes to that type of stuff, we go to the insurance company first. We say, hey, listen, we have to take all this aluminum siding off. We're coming back with vinyl siding. We need the Tyvek. We need to wrap the house, or we need to put fan fold up. We go back to them first, and we get them to pay for it.
Right.
Sometimes there'll be a stipulation.
But you're representing me.
Correct.
Because why put up siding if I didn't have that Tyvek when I can have it now?
Absolutely. And that's a vapor barrier. You would definitely want it no matter what.
Right. And I mean, it's an upgrade that maybe didn't exist when you had it done initially, particularly if you have aluminum siding and that
kind
of stuff.
Right. A lot of those aluminum siding, they have that brown board behind it that's, almost like you can break it up in your hands.
I know exactly what you mean.
Yeah.
I can't stand it. Yeah.
Right. So definitely. But we always go back to the insurance company because we're showing that, hey, we're going to do this the right way. You need to pay for it. And 99% of the time they do.
All right. Now, here's the key question. When you guys are done. And it's all said and done. From a homeowner standpoint, do I look down and say it's spotless? I don't have any pieces left here.
No.
Or anything?
Oh, that's the number one thing. That's the number one thing we get complimented on is how well they've cleaned up when they're done with the job. Now listen, when you're pulling a roof off, I mean, you're probably pulling off a couple hundred thousand nails. You may miss a couple, but for the most part, it's spotless. It's exactly the way it was before we started.
But we'd be sitting here lying to say that every roof, every single nail has been picked up. We run magnets. They do an amazing job of cleaning up after themselves to the point you wouldn't even know they're there. But there are instances where a nail gets
thrown
into the shrubs or something.
Correct.
Correct.
And when you're talking roofs, you take the old off before you put
down
the new one.
Wood.
All the way down to the wood. And then another thing, too.
And if there's problems with the wood.
I was just going to say that. If there's any rotted wood or there's any wood that's been worn really bad, we pull it out and put new wood in.
Watch this, Chris. I'm moving in for the slam. Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
Not to you, of course. No offense, but you, Joe, are in my sights.
He's the smaller brother, so he wouldn't be in your sights as often.
No, he's not small.
This is radio, folks.
Yeah.
He can get away with that right now.
If you don't recognize that voice of yours, even on radio, I mean, you know what I mean?
Yeah, right.
I mean, so anyway, I totally lost what I was gonna say. Oh, okay. So you replace the wood. Here's my question to you. Now you have a lot of homes have four holes cut in them, and the vents put in that way.
Yes.
Now, insurance companies probably say this, and would you not agree with this? That's a thing of the past. We take out the attic fan or the roof fan, the roof vent fan. We take out those things and we put on a roof vent. True.
A ridge vent.
All right, a ridge vent.
Okay, I was just checking on you. Listen, the insurance company is...
Couldn't you throw me a bone, Joe?
You did good. But listen, the insurance company is going to pay for exactly what you have up there. So if you have four turtle vents on your roof, the insurance company is going to pay you for four turtle vents. What we do as a company is we're going to take those turtle vents out. We're going to cut the wood out that was around it. We're going to put new wood down, and we would ridge vent the peak.
And you know why that's better? It's better airflow for... this is what I like about you guys. Did everybody hear what he just said? Don't put those things in because you don't get the uniform airflow of a ridge vent. A ridge vent is the way to go. And
Correct.
You cut that in and seal the old ones.
Yes.
Because if you get bird's nest in those old ones, they're blocked and all this kind of
stuff.
Bees
nest, too. We run across them every time we got to tear them off. There's bees all over them.
Really?
Yep. It's just a kind of a natural home for them. They go up, they make their nest. And
well, you don't look any worse for the wear.
Well, we just spray them down. I'm not up there doing that anyway. You know, that goes.
I mean, that's so. Chris, you go take care of the bee's nest and that kind of stuff. All right, so we do roofs. We do siding. What else should we look for?
Well, when you're talking about the hailstorm, it's primarily roofs and siding. You're going to have some damage to window wraps and stuff like that, but that all goes in with the siding portion of it.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the other services that we provide, we do a lot of water extractions in the wintertime. Sub pump fails and the basement backs up with water. We do a lot of that. We do fire restorations. But primarily now in the summertime, and with this huge storm in our backyard, this is what we're focusing on.
Right. And you would recommend, I mean, in all seriousness, like I say, if you think, what are the areas again so our listeners know that you listen to the advisement that he's giving you as far as hail damage is concerned?
Austintown.
Boardman.
Canfield.
And Youngstown.
Now, that same storm produced a lot of wind damage in Poland.
And that's actual shingles that are missing.
You would be able to see some shingles blowing off, you know, maybe some pieces of fascia or siding that have been bent back or blown back.
Mm-hmm. All right. And does that get your roof replaced and that kind of stuff?
It's a little bit different. It's harder at that point because a lot of times the insurance companies come and say, listen, you got three shingles that have been wind blown. We're going to replace those three shingles.
How is it affected? Are you ready for the tough question? You thought it'd be easy here tonight.
I did.
Notice I'll throw the easy ones to...
Chris,
yeah, thank you.
Exactly.
All looks and no brains over here, right?
Right. Oh, no, intimidating.
No, I agree with him. All looks and no brains. That was probably his best statement of the day.
Now, skylights.
Yes.
What's the story with those?
Skylights, they're complicated because they can easily leak.
Listen to you, Joe. It's complicated.
It is. They can easily leak. But what the insurance companies do is they pay for a new flashing kit so that when we tear a roof off, we have a brand new flashing kit to put around that skylight. And that prevents it from leaking. If you don't put that new flashing kit around, I can tell you in a couple years from now, you're going to start to get a little bit of a drip.
And a flashing kit, can you do that with ice and weather guard, or is it a specific flashing kit for that?
It's a specific metal flashing kit, but you do run the ice and water. You still got to go your ice and water 3 feet out, and you run it up that flashing also,
mm-hmm.
so that there's two barriers there.
But you don't necessarily have to replace your skylights.
No. I mean, you can replace
the skylight. But why if they don't need it?
Right.
Correct.
If they're not damaged and they still look good, there's no reason to.
All right. Just as a side note, you know, you should always have a battery backup as a sump pump in addition to your sump pump. Did you know that?
Correct. I agree.
I learned that the hard way.
Yeah, Chris. I think your basement flooded twice, didn't it?
Flooded twice. New home flooded twice already.
What, the sump pump stopped working or
sump
what?
Sump pump stopped working, correct.
You know, I don't know why A&M didn't get that job.
I don't know.
I'm pretty disappointed in that.
Right, because Chris did it himself.
Chris did it himself. That's how it was. Yeah. I was like, oh, I'm sorry. We got a water loss. No, I got this. Don't worry about it.
No, but and did you know, now listen to what I'm saying to you, Chris. I'm going to give you some sound advice, you know, just in case we scuffle later. You have a battery backup down there because a lot of times during thunderstorms you lose power. Your sump pump doesn't work, and with the battery backup it'd take the stuff out. Or if your sump pump ever breaks, it'd cover you till that comes in. Did you do that?
I did. Yep.
After the fact.
Right. I'm a slow learner. It took me twice to learn, but I'm ready to go now.
All right. So when they call you guys, this is another thing. Locally based company. Local people that live here. I mean, yes.
In your backyard.
Right.
That's the important part about it. I mean, we're not saying you have to use us. We would love your business. We want to come out. We want to do the inspection.
Right. But why wouldn't you use you?
Well, there's no reason why you wouldn't.
Right.
But I can give you reasons why you don't want to use other people because they're from out of town.
Right.
Don't let these out-of-towners come in. And, you know, they're very pushy. Sign this contract. We need you to sign this.
Before you even know if the insurance company is going to go along with it.
Correct. And then what they say is this. If you don't call them within 3 days and cancel out of that contract, and the insurance company comes out and they approve the damages, and you decide, listen, I'm going with somebody else. I can't trust you. I'm going with somebody else. They'll take you to court because within that contract says they still have to pay you. You still have to pay them a percentage of that claim. That's why they have that contract.
Signed. So in Austintown, Boardman, Canfield, and in Youngstown, you very likely could have hail damage to your roof and or damage to your aluminum or vinyl siding. You do not want to call your insurance company first. As Chris pointed out, that can lead to a claim and a charge even if you have no damage.
Correct.
You want to call A&M Total Restoration because they will come out and they will inspect your roof or your siding and tell you it's fine or you have a problem. And then you would call your insurance company if you have a problem, and they will be there to meet your adjuster to represent you on your behalf and go on your roof to show these guys what the problem is or to show them what the problem is on the siding, correct?
Correct.
And then and then from that point, I don't have to worry about anything?
None.
All right. And then when it's done, if I have a deductible, I pay the deductible or whatever the case is, and my problem is solved.
Yes.
Now, here's my hard question. A&M Total Restoration, right?
Correct.
Joe and Chris. Should be J&C Total Restoration.
You would think. We put a lot of thought into this.
Trick question for you, Chris.
Well,
yes and no.
We appreciate you asking. Yeah.
What do you mean? Actually.
We can ask quite a bit. Well, why, for the same question that you just asked. They ask us all the time.
I thought I was an innovator here.
No.
Well, you're kind of an innovator, but yeah. We've been asked many a time. But it's for our fathers. My father was Anthony. His father's Michael. So A&M.
Oh, I like it. That's that's a good reason.
Yeah.
All right.
Absolutely.
All right. Now, when we call you guys, when you call A&M Total Restoration, you're online?
Absolutely.
Can we find
yes.
it online?
A&MTotalRestoration.com.
And are you in the book, phone book?
Do we use phone books nowadays?
You're right. Nobody does.
Thanks. Is there a phone book out there?
Hey,
if there is,
you know what?
We're going to get in it.
I'm going to tell you something. Chris does. He rips them in half.
Yeah.
Online, A&M Total Restoration, just Google it. And your phone number is 330-507-6220. 330-507-6220 or 330-501-0189. And when people call you, they talk to either one of you guys directly, right?
They're talking to us directly.
Direct lines, yes.
All right. And you keep people apprised as stuff is going on, right?
Yes.
With a solid reputation, Joe and Chris, A&M Total Restoration, Austintown, Boardman, Canfield, Youngstown, you could have hail damage to your roof or your siding. Poland, there's been wind damage in that area. Free inspection and the follow-up that matters. Peace of mind is what I would like to say in all sincerity, so you know where you are. 330-507-6220 or 330-501-0189. Joe, Chris, nice to see you.
Thanks.
Likewise.
We appreciate it.
Got to get to the gym, guys. All right. So, thank you. News Radio 570 WKBN.